All right. All right, give me the time, Tony.
9:27.
All right. The board has concluded its deliberation process on the grievance, level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson, and have finished a closed session for that particular item. At this time, we will now go on to agenda item 5A.
Item 5A, consider level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson.
All right, we are now in convening to open session after having completed agenda item 4, the level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson, and for the deliberation and discussion of the grievance. At this time, the board has three options. We can grant the grievance in whole or in any part that the court, that the board deems appropriate. We can deny the grievance, or the board can take no action. If the board takes no action, then it would be tantamount to letting things stand the way they are. So at this time, I'm asking if there is any motion that any of the board members would desire to present to the chair on this agenda item.
Mr. President, members of the board, Dr. Markey, I would suggest, because this might end up or could end up being appealed to the Commission of Education, that which, and you're absolutely correct, are the three options, and I realize the motion might sound strange, a motion to take no action being made, but for purposes of the commissioner, I would suggest that you make a motion and have that motion voted on as to whatever your decision is, even if it is to take no action.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace. So, is there any motion that at this point the board desires to make to the chair?
Mr. Chair, I move to take no action in the issue of this level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson.
All right. Do I hear a second on the motion?
I'll second the motion.
All right. There is a motion and a second on agenda item 5B. I apologize, 5A. And that is to take no action with respect to the level 3 grievance of Peggy Gustafson. Any further discussion on the item? All right, hearing none. Tony, please pull the board.
Mrs. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, that concludes agenda item 5A. And that will take us back again now to the agenda, the items that we had skipped. And that would be agenda item 3G, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, please.
Item 3G, consider approval of revisions to SMD local student activities, social events, first reading. Ms. Carrasco.
All right, Martha.
Yes, you have before you revisions that were made to FMD local. These revisions have been made as a recommendation from the Personnel Instruction Policy Committee. They've been given to you for your review, and at this point I will take any comments, recommendations, or questions in regards to the revisions that we have put before you.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the first reading of FMD Local as presented.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on agenda item 3G to to approve the revisions to FMD local student activities, social events, first reading. Any discussion on the motion? Comments? All right, hearing none. Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, that takes us to agenda item 3H.
Consider approval of revisions to BE local board meetings, first reading, and scheduling.
BE local is also presented to you as a recommendation from the Personnel Policy and Instruction Committee. Changing the meeting time of the regular board meetings from the to the third Tuesday of each month.
Mr. Chair, I move to recommend the approval of the first reading of BE Local as presented.
All right.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second on agenda item 3H to approve the revisions to BE Local board meetings. First reading as presented. Any comments, discussions on the motion? Hearing none, Tony, pull the board.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Through the chair.
Dr. Murphy.
President and board members, thank you for that recommendation. Question, how will that affect November since we haven't fully read? Is there a desire to have it on the 15th Tuesday or the 16th Wednesday? Since we haven't fully approved. We can do either one, just need some direction.
16th. Keep it on the Wednesday.
We're not having another special board meeting.
Yes, we do have another special board meeting that I would like to recommend on, I don't have an early date, but between now and then, yes, we will. At least I'm going to recommend one.
With adequate time to post their meeting, then I guess if we can do it for the Tuesday, if everybody's okay.
Okay, if we can do a second, we can do a second reading at the special board meeting and then have the regular board meeting scheduled for Tuesday, November 15th.
Let's post for the special board meeting then.
All right, thank
for
you.
For second reading.
Appreciate
all right.
It.
All right, we're in adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you, board.
Thank you, Doc. Jerry, thank you, and thanks, Steve. Martha, thank you.